Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A raft of measures have been outlined by the Prime Minister in Canberra today to tackle family and domestic violence. It includes programs to counter toxic male behaviour online and a review of the Online Safety Act. Well, Anthony Albanese says $925 million will be invested over 5 years to support those fleeing domestic violence.
Those escaping violence can receive financial support, safety assessments, and referrals to support pathways. Those eligible will be able to access up to $5,000 in financial support, along with referral services, risk assessments and safety planning.
Well, candlelit vigils will be held across the country tonight in memory of domestic violence victims. Frontline workers at Fiona Stanley Hospital are demanding a 12% pay bump over 2 years. WA Health Services Union holding a mass meeting of workers outside the building this hour. Premier Roger Cook says there is still a way to go on negotiations.
We're negotiating constantly in relation to this. I don't have a timeline in relation to offers or counter-offers.
Qantas has apologised to impacted customers over an app issue, which has now been resolved. The airline is investigating whether it was caused by recent system changes. There's no indication of a cyber security breach, despite app users being able to see other people's private information, including boarding passes. And some relief for struggling families in the upcoming state budget. The Cook government announcing a $1.5 million funding package to support Food Bank, OzHarvest and Second Bite. In sport, Mitch Marsh will captain his country at the T20 World Cup next month. Chairman of selectors George Bailey says it's been a slow build back to health for the West Aussie after that hamstring injury.
No, coming on pretty well. I think he starts batting again pretty shortly. Obviously, the build to bowling is probably going to look a little bit different.
While Steve Smith has failed to make that 15-man squad. To AFL, injury will keep Jordan Dugowie and Tom Mitchell out of the Collingwood team facing Carlton on Friday night at the MCG.